Today's Holy Gospel can be kind of confusing because Jesus is instructing us to forsake our loved ones and follow him. If we're not prepared to do that, then we can't be his disciple. That's what he just said. These are his words. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. So just what is it that he's asking of us? There's got to be more to this than meets the eye. Well, Jesus goes on to say, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Well, Jesus is not talking about a cross that you might be wearing around your neck with a chain. He's telling us that he wants something very important from each one of us. So what kind of gift can you possibly give to God? And then what would God possibly want us to give to him? I want to suggest to you that Jesus wants our lives. He wants us. With that in mind, I want to suggest to you that contrary to popular belief, God does not have everything. And so with that in mind, ask yourself, what are some things that I can give to God that he doesn't have? I know, he created all things, but follow me on this. What can we give him today? Well, we're here to do one thing. We're here to worship him. In Revelation 14:7, he said in a loud voice, fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water. How much of our lives has been about worship? And I'm not just talking about on Sunday mornings. There's more than just coming here for 1.5 hours each week. Why is God concerned that you worship him and him alone? God is worshiped the most when we're greatly satisfied in him, when we rest in him. If you read throughout the entire Bible, especially the Old Testament, you see how God demands exclusive worship from his people. And it's right in his commandments. There are no other gods, and he should be the sole object of our affection. He doesn't need it, but we should give it to him. After all, he always was and always will be. And his life does not depend on whether or not we get out of bed on a Sunday morning or turn on the internet and follow St. Andrew's Anglican Church on YouTube or Facebook, or come here, which is the best way, to worship him. It should be our privilege and our joy and our heart's desire to worship him above all. Next, we can give to the needs of others. One thing this parish is wonderful about. I can speak for the last almost 8 years that when a need arises, especially for the community, you're right there. Praise God. In Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 7 to 8 and 11, says, if there is a poor man among your brothers in any of the towns of the land that the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward your poor brother. Rather, be open-handed and freely lend him whatever he needs. There'll always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed toward your brothers and toward the poor and needy in your land. When we're giving to others, we're actually giving to the Lord himself. In the words of Jesus from Matthew 25, 31 to 46, many of us call the parable of the sheep and the goats. Jesus gives a pretty clear picture of the person's final accounting. Follow me. Those who he calls the sheep are allowed in the kingdom since they fed the Lord, gave him water, and clothed him. The king told these sheep, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of my brothers, these brothers of mine, you did for me. It's Matthew 25, 40. Well, what else can we give him? We can give him our bodies. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. He's asking you to say, God, I love you. I'm yours. Give him your heart. When you think of what God has done for you, is that too much to ask? Your body is the place where God dwells. This means your whole person, your hopes, your dreams, your service to him, and even your healing. His agenda comes before yours. Here I am, Lord. Send me. Give him your body as a commitment to purity, but also give him your body as a commitment for service. We can also give him our best effort. The Apostle Paul wrote this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. We need to do our best, even when the payoff is not what we expected. You know, before every service, I wish you could join us in there in the sacristy. Before every service, we gather what I call the worship team, and we pray, and we ask God to help us to serve him and worship him with excellence. Because you know what? He deserves the very best. Not a half-hearted effort. Also pray that if we make a mistake and fall down, that he'd lift us up so you don't notice. In today's Holy Gospel, Jesus said in Luke chapter 14, verse 33, so therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Jesus is talking about the cost of discipleship here. And he gives some very clear and direct instruction. To follow him means to follow him wholeheartedly, not halfway. I think you'll agree with me that there are times when we like to give him some stuff, but not all of it. As long as we're holding on to just one thing, that's not pleasing to him. It's going to affect our relationship with him. So I ask you, is there anything keeping you from going all out for him? That's a rhetorical question that you can take home with you and work on it. These are not things you give him so you can become a Christian, but these are things he won't force from you. I've often said that Jesus is a gentleman. He'll never force himself on you in any way, shape, or form. And he'll never make you do anything. It's got to be from your own free will. The seas and the stars are his. And the rainbow belongs to him also. Although there are some people who have tried to hijack it as their own. But it's his. Whether or not God owns you is up to you, because that's your choice. The relationship you have with God, with Jesus, and with the Holy Spirit is in your very hands. He sacrificed himself and died on the cross so that you can have life with him. What you do is up to you. What do you and I need to give to God today? He's waiting with his arms wide open, ready to receive whatever you bring to him. Envision Jesus on the cross. Are his arms like this, or are they like this? They are wide open, and nails can't hold him. But I truly believe that if you were there and you walked up to him, he would take those arms and wrap them around you, just as he will for all eternity. Is it your praise and your worship that you want to give to him? I pray. Is it your full commitment of your body to purity? Maybe it's to say to him, Lord, I want to endure even though things have been tough. I want to endure and stay on the path for you. Maybe there's somebody that's been on your mind lately who God wants you to do something for or pray for. Could it be that alone time that you keep meaning to have with Jesus, but you don't get around to? Whatever it is, God wants to accept your gift and make it special for his sake. Jesus said it very clearly, that it is what your heart gives that matters. So therefore, he said, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:33. And that means give him all of you. Don't hold back. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.